Vayter and Shas, we are in Daf Lamites, picking it up by the Mishnah, about 9 or 10 lines or so. We're going to continue on with the idea of Tchum and what takes on the status of someone's Tchum, your Tchum, someone else's Tchum. Can you do it for someone else? Let's begin. Hagacheles Keregli Abaylam. That is a coal. Is like the one of the one who owns it. And therefore, you got to be within his tchum. When it comes to a flame, that's like any, that can go to any place. Rashi says, like if I have a fire, a flame, and you light your flame from me, it's not ma'akib, it's a tchumen of me, rather it becomes yours. Gacheles shel hekdesh molen bo, obviously talking about yontif. Gacheles shel hekdesh molen bo, gacheles of yontif, the coals of hekdesh, sorry, shel hekdesh molen bo, you can be chayiv mi'ilin, v'shal heves lo nanin v'lo mo'ilin. You're not nanin, which means you're not allowed to go ahead and take it, you're not allowed to get hanah from it. But if you did, then you're not over mi'ilah, you're not chayiv makarban osham if you did such an idea. Okay, obviously, the Rabbanan take a thing. Hamotzi gecheles rishis harabim chayiv, a person goes and takes a coal into rishis harabim, you're chayiv. It's like about Shabbos, you go rishis hayachad, rishis harabim, you're chayiv. V'shal heves pater, if you go bring a shal heves there, you're going to be pater. And the Gemara is obviously going to get into how in the world are you bringing a flame without it attached to anything. Tanu Rabbanan, it's like the highlight of Gemara. Chamisha devarim never about gecheles, there are five things said about a gecheles. Number one, a gecheles keregli abayilim, a gecheles, the coal is like that of the owner. That's the tchum is like the one of the owner, v'shal heves b'chol makom, but the flame is like in any place. Number two, gecheles shel hektish molim ba, v'shal heves lo nenin v'lo molin. Gecheles of hektish you give me'ila from, but the fire of it you shouldn't take from it, but if you do, you're not over me'ila. Gecheles shel, you don't bring a carbon. Gecheles shel avodah zarah asura, you're not allowed to have a gecheles of avodah zarah, coal of avodah zarah, v'shal heves muteris, but it's completely and totally mutter. Interesting, not even a darabanan issue over there. Gomorrah is going to ask that. Number four, Amotzi Gecheles Rishus HaRabim Chayiv. Someone who brings a coal from Rishus HaYachad Rishus HaRabim is going to be Chayiv on the Shabbos. V'shal Heves Pater, but if they bring a Shalheves of flame, then it's going to be Pater. Again, how in the world is that possible? And then the Gemara goes and says, sorry about that little dinghy. Hamud HaNah Mechaver, someone goes out in their Madir HaNah, which means that they say they're not going to get any HaNah from their friend. They say, that's it. I am not getting any HaNah from you. Then what is it then? What happens? Answer is, asa b'gachalto. It's going to be asa for him to go ahead and get enough from his gacheles. Umutar b'shalhevto. But it's mutar to go ahead in order to get enough from his shalhevitz, the flame. Now, Zok the Gemara question, Maishna shalhevitz avodah zarah d'sharia maishna d'hekdesh d'asira. Why is it that it's answer to Rabbanan when it comes to hekdesh that you can't go out and get hanah from the flame? But if you did, you're not over me'ila. But you're not really allowed to. When it comes to Avodah Zarah, is Nishkan a Prah Mechlal, right? That we say that Avodah Zarah is Sharia, that it's okay completely. It says Rashi, Ligamre, right? Don't do it. Avodah Zarah, the Me'isa, B'dili, and Shemineh. Answers because Avodah Zarah is most, it's disgusting, and people stay away from it. Logos of Rabbanon, you have to make a gezerah. You can have the flame, no one's going to end up coming to use the coal. But hektish, the lo mois, people are not mois, they don't discuss it, but hektish, v'lo B'dili, and Shemineh, they don't run away from it. Therefore, God's of Rabbanon. Of course, no one wants to go and use hektish, but people aren't disgusted by it. Therefore, we have to make a gezerah. Hamotzi Yechel, Shusarabim, Chai, Vishal, Vispater. Someone who brings a coal outside of Shusarabim, you're going to be Chai, Vishal, have but a flame, then you're going to be putter. V'ha tanya ay, but willing to the braisa, amotzi shal heves kol shu chayev. It says braisa straight out. If you bring out even a little bit, you're going to be chayev. It's gemara, rev sheishes kigon shehotzio bekesam. We're talking about, you brought the flame out on a kesam, on a wood chip, on some sort of piece of wood, a small piece of wood, and therefore now you're going to be chayev because of, you know, now it takes a chashivas over here. Rashi says, it came in the yeshlo dover lidabik bo, Chashuvahi becholshu now becomes chashuv the flame. Umasnis to the ketani potter kedu kimel kaman. And the Mishnah said, that you're going to be potter. We're going to see later on. It's going to explain important. Gomer is going to say this. We're talking about where you're basically throwing the fire. Shoyse dolekis b'shus hayachid is dolek in b'shus hayachid samach b'shus harabim. V'nafach biyado and you kind of like flick your hand a little. V'nafach shal heves v'yifrichel b'shus harabim and that flame itself, just the fire, goes in b'shus harabim and that's going to be potter. Okay. Frek the Gemara, why are you saying they're going to be chayiv because of a fire in that brace? So when it's on a little piece of wood, why don't you just save it typically? Let me show him case of the actual piece of wood itself. Right, why are you saying, Rashi says, Hamotzi shalheves kol shuiz chayev, belav shalheves na michayev, mishum ketzim, even if there's no fire, he's going to be chayev, because he brought out that little wood chip. So the Gemara, but the less le shir, we're talking about when it's less than the proper shir for Otsah Shabbos, that's why. The times we learned in the Mishnah, in Shabbos, tafetes, amabais, Hamotzi etzim kidei levasha beitzakahala, someone who brings out enough wood in order to go out and cook a beitzakahala, which is a beitzah tarnagolas, then that's when a person is going to be chayiv. It has to be that amount. If it's less than that, then not. And therefore, it's only because of the actual flame and not because of the wood chip. But the wood chip gives the flame this chashivas, and therefore that's where you chayiv. Abaye Omer Abaye says, Kigon deshaif, he gives another answer, and he says, Kigon deshaif imana mishcha. What you did is you took a mana, you took a kli, and you smeared on it oil. You smeared oil on it. And Rashi says, "Mishum diyishla davar leechos bo yichazuva." But the case I'm low sphere le labaye mishum demua to memar lechavas. He says, "Nah, he's giving you another answer. The wood chip is no good because it's not considered anything. But this is now something which is chashiv. Inami rabusash me inon abaye is coming to bring a chiddush. Vafilu bechaspa baalma nami sheinon echaz is called ka chashiv otza. Even that is going to be something called otza, as we're going to see in a minute, even with a little bit of pottery. So says Gemara, abaye amar kigon deshayfu manam." You took a clean, you smeared oil on it, and then you got it, and there's fire on it. And therefore, you bring it out, you're going to be chayav. You're chayav for itself, the money itself, of the clean that you brought out. Why do you think it's in the fire? And so, we're talking about here that it's a piece of pottery, right? So, therefore, you go and you take a piece of the chaspa is like a piece of it, a piece of a kli, right? So if you typically mishum chaspa, why don't you just say then the reason why you're going to be chayiv is because of the chaspa, this piece of the kli, this broken piece of kli. It says, no, but the less the shear. We're talking about where it doesn't have the proper shear. The tana is going to mishnah. Cheres kedei litein ba patsin l'chavero. It's got to be in order to be chayiv, it has to be enough that it's kedei litein be patsin l'chavero to be able to put up, to hold up wood in order to make like a door frame. They would sometimes not have enough space, there would too much space in between, and it add cheres either on the sides or in the middle in order to fill up, and it has to be at least that size. Divrei Rabbi Yehuda, zakezak Rabbi Yehuda. And we're talking about a piece of pottery that was a piece of kli that was smaller than that. And for the smaller than that, therefore you're only chayav because of the actual fire itself. Ella, in fact, the Gemara, Ella had the Tanan, Hamotzi shall have his putter. So then, how do you deal with the case if you take out the flame itself? You're going to be putter. How in the world do you bring a flame out? We already saw in Rashi, but now the Gemara says, Kigon da adya duye l'rishisarayim. It's where he kind of threw it into the rishisarayim. Rashi says, Kamo. Viyado Evan Bay, okay, Pasiganecha, which I am not familiar with. But pointed on the last, what happened, he kind of went ahead and he chucked it and he threw it out, and therefore, in this case, you were going to be Potter. Zog the next Mishnah. Bor Shel Yachid, Kragle Yachid. What is the din of a Bor Shel Yachid? You have this water hole, and it's owned by an individual person. Kragle Yachid, someone who takes from it, it takes on the tchum of that Yachid, that person. Vishal Anshe Osa Ir, Kragle Anshe Osa Ir. But if it's from the one from the all the people in the city, it takes on the status of all the people that are in that city, meaning 2,000 Amos all around, and the different shtiklach over here. Right? So if you, and as an individual, can walk further than that, that's really nice. I'm so proud of you. You can walk further than that, but you're not allowed to take the water past the 2,000 amos of the city. Vishal Ole Bavel, what about the water holes that they had when they would go up from Bavel to Eretz Yisrael and the Shal Shugal, and they had these little water? We learned this in Erevin a number of times, the Pasei Biros. So what happens? You have this water over there. Who's that for? Kiragle Amemale. It takes on the status of the one who goes and fills it up. Says Rashi, Mipneishu Hefker. It's considered Hefker. We're going to get into this discussion in a minute. The Hefker, nickname Bagba. They're lifting it up, you're now koned. V'im ba'echad v'shal lo mimav eino molichin ela kirag love. You're only going to him. V'lesle d'av Yochanan. Okay, fine. We're going to get into this in a minute. So the point is that one v'shal oli bavel kirag le mamale takes on the status of the one that was that took it out. Zok da heilige heilige gemara. Rami li ravel of Nachman. Ravel came and he says, we got a bit of a problem here. Tonight we learned in the Mishnah, Bor Shel Yachid, Keragle Yachid. Right? The Mishnah says, according to Yachid, Uraminu, what about the fact that it's like the Braisa, Naharos HaMoshchin, Umayonos HaNovim, you have these Naharos, and Nahar is a river, and a Mayan is a stream, is a spring. So the difference is that one is like kind of moving in its place, the other one's flowing. A spring just stays in its place, but it's moving underneath, and the Nahar is even on top. Harehein Keragle Kol Adam. Right? If you have these type of water shtiklach, they are belong to every person. Hare and Kiragli call them, it's everyone's. if this really belongs to one person, though, why should it be? We saw in the Mishnah that the one that belongs to a yachid, that if I own a watering hole, then if you take from it, then it takes on my status of tchum. But over here, if I own a spring or a river that's flowing, then it takes on the status of whoever takes it. Why? What's the difference? That's the Gemara. Amar Rabba Hakamai Skidon Bimuchun Nasim. Right, our Mishnah is talking about we're in Mechunas. It's all one place. And it's just, it's not moving, it's not flowing, it's exactly as it is in still water. In such a case, then it takes on my status. But when it's moving and it's flowing either on top or underneath, therefore it doesn't have its chum at all, and then it takes from that, it creates the chum. V'yitmar nami, Amar Rav Chiya Bar Avin, Amar Shmuel, b'mechunasim. Our Mishnah is talking about when it was mechunas. All right, so the next part of the Mishnah. V'shel ole pavil karagle amimalei. Now, this watering hole that was set up in the people, the ole pavil, that is takes on the status of the one who actually goes and draws from it. Okay, Itmar. Let's break down an idea based off that. Let's say a person goes ahead and they grab water from there in order to give it to his friend. You want to give it to his friend. Rashi says, "Kigon shemile letzar chaveru." I'm not taking from that watering hole, the Bavel watering hole, in order for me, but I'm doing it for my friend. Dimi lav laatzmo. If I was doing it for myself, we said it already that it's Kiragle Mamale. But now I'm saying I'm picking up in order for somebody else. What's going to be the din in such a case? Rav Nachman Amar, Kiragle Mish and Ismale Mismale Lo. If I go and I take from that watering hole that's going up to Ola Larego and I pull out of that watering hole, I'm doing it for you, my friend, for you. Not for me, but I'm doing it for you. Then what happens, takes on the status, says Rav Nachman, Karagli Mishin Ismailo. It's like I'm a shliach, says Rashi, the Nas says a shluch of a kanalo. It's like I'm acquiring it for you. That's Rav Nachman. Rav Sheisha Samar, Karagli Amim Male. It takes on the status of the one that you, of the one who actually pulled it out. Interesting. So I'm not like a shliach. But my kamifli, what exactly is a machlokas? Must be Mar Savar Beredef Kerahu. That is Rav Sheishas. He holds that this bar is considered hefker. And we see them, but Gemara Rashi brings out the Rabbah of Metzia that you can't pick up from hefker to do for somebody else, right? Because there's something of zachen la'adam shol b'fanav, it's really nice, but you can't do it as a chavin la'adam to be chov for somebody else as a shlichas. So if I pick it up for you, then it's not going to work doing it from hefker. Must be that Rav Sheshes holds that it's hefker, that's why it's not working. He says, no, it belongs to all the Yidden. It's shutfis of all of Kalal Yisrael, and therefore I become like a shliach for you. Now, says the Gemara, Esrei Rav Ela Rav Nachman. Rav comes in and flex the cash on Rav Nachman. Right? We just said that Rav Nachman is the one who says that I could be a shliach for someone to take out water from the watering hole, and then it goes by them, according to their tchum. Right, and we're saying that he holds that the water hole, this one going up to Bavel, up to Tarish Yisrael from Bavel, belongs to all of Klal Yisrael. The frak the Gemara, Eser Rav Nachman, Harini Alecha Cherem. Let's say I am Cherem to you, Hamuder Aser. Then at this stage, when you do that, I say that I'm like Cherem to you, meaning I'm answering all my stuff to you. Hamuder Aser, the one who's the subject of this, is now Aser. So I say, you Shlomazel, you Mr. Shlomazel, you can't get any enough from me. Now you're Aser to get any Hana from me. Straight up. And now, beep, turn the page. That's Lamentism of Base. Harayatel, lie Cherem. If I say the flip that you are to me like Cherem, in other words, I'm asking myself everything from you, that Hanoder Aser, I can't get any benefit from you. Harini Alecha, Vatel, lie. If I do a double whammy, you to me, me to you, I'm to you, you to me, and I'm answering everything, then Shneim assumes Ebezeh, each one is answer to each other. Umutarin shall ole bavel. But we do say that they're mutter, each one of us are the ladigan anah from those things going up to bavel. Vasurin b'shel osa ir, but usher for the things in that particular city. So if you and I live in the same city, now we have a problem. Rashi says shame darim ba, but shame shutfin ba, because we're shutfin. Vze usher mepnei chelko shel zeh, and then for each one is going to be usher because the other one's chelek. But we have a problem because you notice we just said that the watering hole is an usher to them. Sounds like it doesn't belong to everyone. Otherwise, it should be usher to each other because we usher each other. We can't get enough from each other. So why, according to Rav Nachman, are they not both usher to the watering hole? But let's finish it off. Mutar Mishal Olei Bavel. Vasur Mishal Osei here. The Elu Ein Devarim Shal Olei Bavel. These are the things of Olei Bavel. Harabayis, Halishkos, Vazaros, all the different areas of the Harabayis and all the different areas here, the chambers and the Azarus over there. Ubor shall emtza derech, and this bor going up. Ve'eluin shall oseir, and these are things of oseir. Harechov ubeis hakinesis ubeis hamerchatz. So I wouldn't be able to go in the street that you go on. I can't go in the shul, in the streets or in the shul or in the beis hamerchatz. Interesting, I have to walk along the side of the roads because otherwise we're shutfin in such things. But it says that the things that are ole bavel are one of them. He says the bor shall emtza derech, which means that what? That it's all of Klal Yisrael's were partners. Says Gemara V'yomar Bered Shutfehu. And if you want to say that it's taka true, that like we said, Rav Nachman saying that it's a shutfis, right? That's why I'm allowed to be like a shliach for you. Then am I mutter? Why should it be that if we have a nether against each other, that it's taka mutter for us to drink from it? Doesn't make any sense. V'atanan, we learned in a Mishnah. We have another Mishnah which says Hashutfin Shin Nadru Anah Zemizeh. If you have two partners that make a na, they are nader no there no. We say it's aser to get enough from each other. Assume they can go into the chatzer. So what's going on over here that we're allowed to go ahead and get hanah from this? It should taka be that we're asking each other one from the other. Says the Gemara, lirchotz babor, take out the next lirchotz babach, hachinami, to go and bathe in it, in a chinami. I'm not allowed to bathe in it, you're not allowed to bathe in it, because we were asking hanah from each other. But here in terms of drawing water from it, that you can do. How come? You can draw water from it because of Breira, because of Borer. We all must be able to Breira. Bathing in it, I'm bathing in the whole thing, other than talking about. But if I take out water, I could say, oh, I was taking out the water that really belonged to me, since all of Klai Soul partners in it. So therefore, yes, you who I asked enough from and me, so we can't get enough from each other. But when I pull that water was really mine because of Breira. Mar mididei kamamale, umar mididei kamamale. Each one is being mamale from themselves. Okay, so far so good. So now the Gemara has a follow-up question on that. Oh, so you're timing the Rav Nachman holds a brera, right? Beautiful, everything's great. Only one problem. Does he? V'savar Rav Nachman is brera? Does Rav Nachman really hold a brera in the first place? Gotta love this question over and over. But tonight we learned in a Mishnah Shkalim, a nice throwback all the way back to Pesachim. Why do I say that? Because we were learning it over at Pesach. Tanan, we learned in the Mishnah. Ha'achin ha'shutfin, if you have brothers that are partners. Now, what are we talking about here? We got a father, and he has, let's say, two sons, or three sons, let's just say. Whatever, it's two sons. I don't get involved with Bechor. Let's say the older sister, whatever it is. You have two sons, and the father dies. Now they have all of the father's stuff. The question is, what happens with it? So, ha'achim shutfin, kishachayavim bekalbon, peturin mimaiser behema. O kishachayavim maiser behema, peturin mina kalbon. Throwback big time, my friends. What does this mean? So there's something known as kalbon. Kalbon is that every yid has to give every year machasitza shekel. The problem is that what happens is a lot of times they bring more money with them. They go to the money changers in Yerushalayim and they would do the money changers in Yerushalayim. They would take a certain fee, and that fee is called the kalbon. So it was made as necessary for a person to actually give a little bit more when they're giving the machzor shekel, even if it's exactly a machzor shekel, so that people don't make a mistake when they do less than when they do more than that, and they end up ripping off the Beis Hamikdash because they end up with less than that amount. So that's called a kalbon. There's something else known as a meiser behema, and that is if you have the first animal, the tenth animal. This is every year when you got to take off Meiser Behema, one-tenth of the animals that are born, and you bring it to Beis HaMikdash, Karbanos, whole party, it's great. So, but there is, the Rashi points out, that if it's a Behema of Shutfin, if you have a partnership with someone else, then it's Pater from that. You don't do Meiser Behema. So now we have the following. It says, Ha'achim HaShutfin, you have brothers that are partners, Kishechayavim B'Kelbon. Now, there's one more thing which is important. If a father is doing it for his children, he doesn't have to do a Kalbon. That's a din. So now, kishechayav mekalbon, when each one is chayav to do kalbon, that means that they're going to be pater mimaiser behema. Why are they pater from maiser behema? Because you're only chayav in kalbon if you yourselves are doing it. It's not coming from your father. So if you're chayav in kalbon, that means that you're not your fathers anymore, then you're shutfin, your actual partners. And if you're partners, then you're pater from maiser behema. Ukishechayav maiser behema, when you're chayav to bring maiser behema, that means to say what? That you're not partners. And if you're not partners, that means you're under your father's auspices. And therefore, patern or auspicai. And therefore, patern and a kalbon, you don't have to bring kalbon. Okay, good. Vam Rav Anan said, lo shanu. The only time, when did they teach this principle? which I didn't yet explain. Hold on one second. We know that the Mishnah discusses that when they would go ahead, and we spoke about this a little bit here also recently, if you have a, when you're splitting up and divvying up all the stuff that the Papa has, and then sometimes they would come back and put everything back together. So what happens when you go and you divide it up and you put it back together? Does it make like a shutvis, or is it like, no, you're going back to what it was originally, back into the father's realm, so to speak? Lo shanu, they didn't say that they become like, it's not taught that they become like partners. When they were going, they were splitting up all the different lambs that they have and the baby goats that they have. And when they're splitting that up, and they split up in a way that it's a gedi opposite a tle and a tle opposite a gedi, in a case that you have to start calling in all the evaluators to figure out what exactly is going on and who owes what and what owes who, so it's split up properly. And if you do like that, then it's like a full-on split. And then if they decide to combine everything together again, then they become like shutfin, and not like they went back to the original state of being brothers that they're under their father's auspices. But if they did a gedi by gedi and a tle by a tle, then what happens is as follows. That means that they have this, when they go and put everything back into the pot, for some reason they decide to do that, then they're actually going back to what they were originally. Because they say, Omer zel chelko amagia misha'a rishona lekach. Then each one is able to say that, oh yeah, this is the one that I got originally. Basically, based off the idea of that this is what was meant to have gotten in the first place, known as Brera. And therefore, they go and they go, when they put it back to that, they're going back to like their original status. Rav Nachman Amar, Afilu Chalku Gedeim Keneged Gedeim, Utalayim Keneged Utalayim, Ein Omer Zeh Chalka Megiel Mishar Rishon Ulkach. You don't say that. In other words, straight up, we're seeing that all of this is brought to bring one point, that is Rav Nachman does not hold of Brera. So you see over here, clearly, the Rav Nachman doesn't hold of Brera. So how could you go have said that, oh yeah, Rav Nachman is going with Brera, and that's why he let it take the water from the watering hole, even though we're asering from each other because of Brera. So the answer is the Gemara, okay, any chinami. Ella, so you have to give another answer. The Kule Alma Beira defkerahu, defkerahi. Everybody agrees that it is Hefker. This watering hole is Hefker. Ella. Okay, so if it's Hefker, then you can't aser one to the next, right? I'm not asering. If that watering hole going up to Lila Regel is Hefker, I'm not going to aser from me to you because we don't have the shutfis here. Elahacha, then what exactly is there machlokes? We said before of Nachman of Sheshes. Elahacha b'magbia mitzia l'chadero kamifugi. They're arguing over if you pick up a mitzia. In other words, there's some object on the floor in its hefker, and I pick it up for you. Whoever you are listening to me right now, decide you, I'm picking it up for you. What's the din in such a case? The question over here is, we know that, again, from hefker, I can't be zocha in something for you, because it's a chav to somebody else. It's negative for somebody else. The question is, if I pick it up for you, do I now own it or not? That's the question. Mar Savar, one holds that, Mar Savar Kana, that it actually worked. This is Rav Sheshes. He says that when he goes and he picks it up, it belongs to that person. So when I go and pick up the water, even if I give it to somebody else, it goes by my tchum. Mar Savar Lo Kana, no, when he picks it up for somebody else, then no, it doesn't do anything. It still like remains in a state of hefker. And until it actually gets to that person, then it starts from his tchum, because at that stage, that's when he was actually kone it. Okay, my friends. We're going to stop over here. I want to wish all y'all a great, great day.